kopesgreenhouse.com. That's kopesgreenhouse.com. From all the families that rely on your support, we say thank you.
When it comes to computers, Madison Computer Works has been the leader in computer help, service, and support for more than 35 years. Our friendly techs have the expertise to help you choose the right computer for your needs. We make it easy to get a new computer by moving your data, reinstalling programs, and setting up your printers and email for you. Our competitive pricing and awesome tech support make moving to a new computer painless and affordable. Whether servicing your old computer or buying a new one, we'll help you do it right. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Ian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Ian?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Hey, you know, the wife and I are huge American Idol watchers. We watch this thing religiously, have for years. And so Monday we're watching this show, and you know, you have this app and you can watch your contestant and you can click on and vote for this or that. Where I'm going with this is I can kind of hear an echo of myself and it's making it difficult. Our founding fathers wrote our Constitution in what, 1767 maybe?
They wrote it over a period of time. They start with 1776, and then 1788 is when George Washington got sworn in as president, and then there was the Revolutionary War, and then they had a constitutional convention in Philadelphia. So it was written over a period of time, but it was the late 18th century. That's right.
And this was approximately almost 90 years prior to the Pony Express even being established. I wonder if there would ever be a dimension or a universe where if they could have foresaw American citizens having the technology we have today, you know, do you think there would ever be a dimension to where our Wisconsin or congressional representation simply proposes their bills and legislation, and then as it goes for a vote, there could be some kind of app where nothing gets passed without a 50% majority vote from Wisconsinites, you know, since we now have the technology where we can interact directly and effectively.
That's a fascinating idea of, you know, the town square, they all get together in New England, going back in the 1600s, that would sort of happen. You might have a town with 800 people in it. In those days, they only let men, you know, vote. So there were probably, you know, only 100 or 200 males over 21, and they are invited to this town square, and they get together, and the mayor, whoever it was, would get up and say, I think we should do this. What do you think? And there'd be a consensus. And you're absolutely right. In the 1780s and 90s, they had no idea what technology would be now. One of the geniuses about our Constitution and about our system of laws is that people who, you know, they had muskets, you know, they walked around with wigs, some of these people, you know, they had velvet coats with collars and their, you know, the trousers, you know, were fastened at the knee and belt buckles or buckle shoes and all this stuff. And they had horses and they wrote a document that works right now. It works right now. And what the Republicans are doing is a very dishonest thing. They're saying we want go back to the original intent. The original intent was fairness, openness, due process, equal protection. Very sadly, it excluded enslaved people back then. And very sadly, it excluded women, at least in voting, although not in due process and equal protection. And so to say that we're going to go back to that is just, it's a scam. It's a beard, because it just means that they are going to do the Republican Party whatever they want now and say it was the original intent. And that's, you know, when they say, well, there's no mention of there's no mention of abortion in the Constitution. You know, there's not only is there no mention of freeing slaves, slaves were counted as, I think, three-fifths of a person so that the Southerners would get more electoral votes. You know, and so what you do is over time, to accommodate new technology and new ideas, you apply the core principles of equal protection, due process, the First Amendment, separation of church and state, no established religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of right to petition the government. And over time, it's worked. And what the Republicans are proposing now is to do something that would not work. So, you know, it's an interesting thing if you said, all right, Congress should, if you could have foreseen it, or by constitutional amendment, which I would not support, by the way, we're going to have an instant referendum on everything. In other words, all right, you know, Roe v. Wade, immigration, the war in Ukraine or whatever, and you're going to zap it out there. And anybody who has a means of electronic response, like a computer or a phone, can vote and you can tally it instantly. And that's true, you could. It's going to be a selected audience because a lot of people won't respond and a lot of people don't have access to the technology and a lot of older people don't know how to do it. But it would obviously be a very, very wide response. They do it somewhat with polls right now, although polls are increasingly kind of unreliable. I think that the Founding Fathers' idea was the best. In other words, you elect members of the House, members of the Senate, they pass legislation. What I don't agree with are 19th century rules that the Senate imposed on itself. The filibuster, it's just a rule, has no basis in the Constitution. And also that one senator can hold up litigation, legislation. In the 19th century, they could hold it up forever. Now they can hold it up for a certain period of time and you have Rand Paul. You have people, John McCain said that Rand Paul was carrying Putin's water. And he said this back years ago. You can have one senator who's a traitor to the United States hold up our government, our ambassadors. That's crazy. That can be done, gotten rid of simply by the Senate itself without having to go to a national referendum. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's first off, give a little bit of a, somewhat to what Gary said. I think technically sometimes, I don't know, the way you use Nazism and communism and all that, it's authoritarianism. I mean, that's probably the more precise term to use for what Putin is doing in Russia right now and what Hitler did and what Stalin did, because, you know, Stalin was not a true communist because he didn't believe in the people, the proletariat, all the commoners together ruling the country. They had a authoritarian system just like a czar. He was the Red Czar, and he ruled the country like an absolute monarch, and he had the same secret police. In some cases, the same guys who were working for the czar, working for him, ferreting out any dissent, which we've seen in the past in authoritarian, despotic governments. In the past, Henry VIII had it, Elizabeth I had it. They had their own secret police, you know, rooting out, ferreting out, you know, dissenters. And but Tucker Carlson supports authoritarianism. The Republican Party is becoming more and more authoritarianism as time has gone on. I mean, and our nearest analog now has been the fascism that it was in Germany, but we've seen it in fiction. You know, we saw it in the book 1984, where we're just supposed to believe whatever the government tells us at that particular time. And Tucker Carlson and, you know, Fox News is just the tool of a guy who is an authoritarian supporter, you know, in the name of Rupert Murdoch, because he's gone from country to country pulling this crap. And I mean, he sidled up to the Chinese so he could get more broadcast power over in the Southeast Asia region, the Southeast Pacific. It is just this need for some of these people to have, you know, the divine, or, and these guys are not divine, but, you know, they're not anointed by God. I mean, even though they try to assume that mantle to themselves and pour the holy oil on themselves and say, you know, see that I'm speaking for God, because nobody speaks for God. I mean, if we take the Bible as truth, I mean, Jesus lived communally with his, he had no real possessions. He barely had the cloak on his back. He didn't have any money. There was a common purse of the guys that he went around with. You know, he lived as a vagrant and you know, went from people's homes, you know, to stay, relied on his fellow man. I mean, that, but, you know, rolling back to the Supreme Court, I'm sorry, I thought I had notes down this morning, but I think Alito may have leaked the notes. I think he wanted to firm up the rally his base, you know, that in opposition to abortion, and that to firm up perhaps, you know, Kavanaugh and John Roberts, say you guys better fall in line here. Again, Mitch McConnell is, you know, screaming about this, but we should have known that this is what the Supreme Court was planning on doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, you could tell it in their confirmation hearings, because I looked at them and I didn't believe them in the confirmation hearings. And to have Collins say that they hoodwinked her, come on, you're in the Senate. If you're hoodwinked, you shouldn't be in the Senate. And, you know, when it comes to who passed the draft on the Politico, I frankly don't much care. I mean, it very well could have been a law clerk on the left, you know, one of the Democratic law clerks. It could have been a law clerk on the right. It could have been somebody who had a relationship with a Politico report. I don't care. The point of the matter is, it's true what happened, and I'm glad we found out about it. And quite frankly, it's very disturbing. And that five justices out of nine, a bare majority, when one of them was appointed in the lame duck by Mitch McConnell, and then was voted on by senators who had just lost election in January, wouldn't be sworn in again, and they're going to change American history? That's not right. That's not proportionate. That is just plain wrong. And what I've suggested is that the Supreme Court has lost its legitimacy, and somebody should say, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. You know, there's a Larson cartoon where there's a circus trainer sort of whipping bears, and he has a three-legged stool making them dance. And one of them takes off his mask with his paw, and he turns to another one and says, hey, these come off. Pass it on. And so it's a great Larson cartoon. I mean, that's it. So hey, wait a minute. Who are the Supreme Court? Some of them were illegitimately appointed, in my view. Why are we obeying them? That there has to be a sense out there that they've gone too far. They have gone too far. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We've been talking about Tucker Carlson. People have had various views on him. You know my view. It is a negative view. Well, let me throw something in the mix. Something in the mix. Just now, in the last couple of hours, or maybe it was last night, Tucker Carlson made the following statement. He said that the United States wants regime change in Moscow. The United States is using Ukrainians as unfortunate pawns. And this is payback by Biden and Hillary Clinton to punish Russia for, quote, stealing the Hillary Clinton's coronation, end quote, 2016. Those are words of treason. If Axis Sally had said that, Tokyo Rose had said that, they would be in prison. Tucker Carlson has falsely said that the United States somehow engineered the attack by Russia on Ukraine because it wanted regime change in Moscow, was using Ukrainians as a pawn, and it was payback to punish Russia for, quote, stealing Hillary Clinton's coronation, end quote. That's not just irresponsible. It's not just false. It's treason. It endangers our troops. in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Eastern Europe. It endangers people we have that are training Ukrainian soldiers how to use our technology. It endangers Ukrainian civilians who are being kidnapped and tortured and murdered by the Ruskies, the commie Ruskies, who are now the Russian mafia Ruskies. Somebody made the point that somehow they're not communists. It's true that they said they're not communists and they're just Russian mafia. Communism and the Russian mafia are indistinguishable. Communism always results in autocracy, theft, sadism, murder, and the destruction of individual freedoms. It's not just in Russia. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Venezuela and Cuba, too. So, what is the historical background of this? During the Second World War, there was a famous poet called Ezra Pound. I don't know if you've ever read his stuff. I've read his stuff. I'm not as crazy about it as a lot of people, but he's a talented poet. He would go on the radio in Europe praising Mussolini and fascism. And as a result, he got thrown in jail by us. There was a German philosopher named Martin Heidegger, who is considered one of the great philosophers. I don't think he is. I've looked at some of his stuff. He was a flat-out Nazi. But after the war, he suddenly had his reputation restored, and everybody's going, oh, Martin Heidegger. Well, let me tell you something. Tucker Carlson doesn't come close to having the talent, the misused talent of Ezra Pound and Martin Heidegger. Tucker Carlson probably never heard of them. But so what? What he is doing, I hope he's heard of Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. So the question that's posed by people is, when can and should we put Tucker Carlson in prison? And people go, oh, First Amendment for, well, yes, yes. But during wartime, there are certain things that the government can do that it can't do in peacetime. There were Nazi spies that landed on the coast of North Carolina in the early 40s during the Second World War. We captured them. You know what we did? We tried them and we executed them, which is what they deserved. So, and nobody squawked about it. When there's a war going on, you protect your troops and your allies. There is a war going on in Ukraine. Tucker Carlson slips through the net like a diseased eel. He slips through the net because there's not been a formal declaration of war between Russia and the United States. And the reason is, if there were, that could result in nuclear exchanges, and nobody wants that. So in the foreseeable future, in the nuclear age, you are going to have no formal declarations of war. Does that mean that Fox News can have people that betray the United States, that endanger our troops and our allies' troops, that stick up for a genocide, stick up for war crimes? I think what I would do, if I were a U.S. attorney, I'd convene a grand jury, and I would make an argument to a judge that this is a constructive declaration of war, a constructive declaration of war. Because Tucker Carlson's garbage is being shown on state TV in Moscow virtually every day, and Putin's mouthpieces are saying this is what America really believes. America does not believe in Axis Sally. It does not believe in Tokyo Rose. It never believed Ezra Pound or Martin Heidegger. And by the way, Heidegger was not an American. He was a German. And we don't respect or believe what a lowlife like Tucker Carlson burps out. And the fact that he has a small population of Trump people who go, well, we like Tucker Carlson, I could care less. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, good show today. It's bad enough the Supreme Court is just an arm of the GOP now, so that's totally corrupt. But this Tucker, it's not Fox News, it's Fox, but that's a bridge too far. And I don't know, I guess Fox is going to do anything in their power to take down the Biden administration. It's basically Tucker is just an arm of Trump also. So what he just did is treason, you're correct, and I don't know how you handle it. He shouldn't be on the air, and I don't, for lack of anything else, before I get too worked up here, Tucker Carlson should not be on the air. That's the bottom line. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks. Yeah, and there's nobody who's a bigger proponent of the First Amendment than I am. But this is war, okay? And this is war. So I don't agree with what Sean Hannity says. I didn't agree with O'Reilly said. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of people. A guy that I think is really despicable is Jesse Watter. The kill shot on Watter, by the way, he has ratings, but they're not Tucker Carlson's rating. And he has a very cruel, nasty, kind of wicked look to him. And the way he sounds, I think he's bad news. But the thing about Tucker Carlson is when you say during a war that the U.S. instigated it to change the regime in the other country's leadership, and that it is payback for Trump, quote, allegedly, according to them, stealing Hillary Clinton's, quote, coronation, end quote, that gives aid and comfort to the enemy, and that is also a criminal offense. So there is a war. It's a constructive war. There's not been a formal declaration of candidacy, but there it is. We're going to the lines. CJ of Stoughton, what's on your mind today, CJ? We have a break coming up in 2 minutes, so give it to me straight, and if we have to go after the break, hang on, and we'll go after the break. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Matt, for holding me on. Well, you know, Tucker Carlson is a pundit, just like Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, and just because you don't agree with his free speech, he can be on saying what he believes. And I'm really disappointed in you. You don't care that the leak of the draft, you're now going to make that clerk or whoever did it a hero. Pretty shameful, Matt. Tucker Carlson is on the number one news network, and for 25 years for a reason. I don't believe everything he says, and I don't believe you quote everything that he says. We're now going to have a czar of disinformation, and boy, that's going to be interesting because she spread disinformation proudly. Is she going to, this new disinformation?
Okay, CJ, we got to go to a break. Hang on, I'll get back to you after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to CJ of Stoughton, whom we had to cut off to go to the break. CJ, you want to maybe finish out your comments?
Sure. I'd love to be able to respond to you, too. You know, for you to justify this leak really is sad, because I actually have looked to you as far as evaluating courts and that, but you are going to praise this person that has ruined the integrity of our Supreme Court, and so is your party, and that's pretty sad. But again, Tucker Carlson is a pundit, and you make him an issue, but you never make people on the left an issue who say idiotic things like, I'm not even going to go down that road, but there's many examples. And now we got a new information czar from Homeland Security, someone who is now going to be, censoring our speech. And, boy, she did a beautiful job, just as well as we can expect her to do, as well as the Vice President Do-Nothing Harris on the border. She's our border czar, and we've got record illegal, undocumented aliens who are future votes for your party. And that's the only reason your party is allowing it to go on. So this is all about a distraction, this whole thing, about the Supreme Court, to take away from the actual performance of the Hunter Biden administration, because they're taking us right down the toilet in our economy and foreign policy. We're seeing it, we're living it, and we feel it. And this isn't going to change people's votes. People who want to get an abortion still can get an abortion. And it's sad that this is going to be now the issue, because that's the only thing the Democrat, liberal, socialist, Marxist Democrats have, is to use this, because the rest of their performance is so abysmal. And so, you know, evaluate some of the other pundits too, because Tucker Carlson is one of the top rated and Fox is number one for 25 years. Even your station owner goes on Fox. So there's a reason for that, because they're popular and they bring on both sides of issues.
Again, yeah, let me jump in, CJ. You said a mouthful, and I think you deserve a response. And so I'll just pick some of what you said. I can't get all of it, obviously. But when you say that I don't cite pundits critically from the left, you know, you have to, that's not the case. Earlier in this show, in the talking about the Ohio primary, which was in the first hour, you may not have heard it. There was a primary down there between an incumbent Democrat challenged by Nina Turner, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And she's the one who attacked Biden and referred to him when they asked, are you going to vote for him? And she said, well, voting for him is like having to eat half an S sandwich and not the whole sandwich. So Biden and Jim Clyburn of South Carolina came up to campaign against her. So I was critical of that on the far left. I always will be. But Tucker Carlson flat out has said that the United States started the war to punish Putin, get him out, in return for what he did in the 2016 election. I mean, that's not true. And besides that, that is treason. We have special forces over there. We have trainers. I suspect some of them are in Ukraine, even though we say they're not training these guys. He's putting our troops at risk. I mean, he really is. And then when you're talking about the theft of the opinion, or at least the disclosure of the opinion by what I think is a Supreme Court clerk, I was a law clerk to the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges. And I was his law clerk. That's the court just below the U.S. Supreme Court, along, it's about 10 or 11, a little more now, courts of appeals that are right under the U.S. Supreme Court. It would never have occurred to me to leak anything that I was working with for him, because frankly, he would take us into his chambers and go, okay, you guys all listen to the oral argument. I had another clerk there too. And he'd say, this is how I want it to come out. Do me a draft. And that's what they do. So some clerk drafted that thing at the direction of Alito. And whether it was that clerk or somebody else, probably somebody else, it gets circulated and they leaked it. Now, if that is an offense, obviously you don't countenance that. That said, does there come a time in the history of the country when there is a decision that is so thin yet momentous, 5-4, by people on the court who, in my judgment, were rammed through during lame duck and voted on by senators who lost their elections? Is that legitimate? I don't think it is. And the second thing on that is that if you go back in history, I think if there had been Supreme Court cases like during the slavery era and all that, that were just clearly, clearly wrong, like this one. They didn't have, by the way, law clerks, and they didn't have cars either. They rode the circuit. They rode on horses. They wrote their own stuff in handwriting, if you can believe it. Different technology. Anyway, but the truth of the matter is, I think this was, in this case, a valuable service. I would not have done it with Judge Fairchild, but we never had a case like this that that was so momentous, in my view. And let me tell you something about, you know, Tucker Carlson. Moscow just yesterday admitted to kidnapping 2,000 Ukrainian children and taking them forcibly into Russia. 2,000 children away from their parents. And Ukraine said they're lying. It was much more than that. And, you know, there's an historical precedent for that. The Ottoman Empire, back in the 16th century, were in the Balkans. They were in Serbia and Bulgaria. They would kidnap 10-year-old boys in Serbia and Bulgaria, take them to Turkey, forcibly convert them, and then call them Janissaries. And when they got older, they'd send them back to Bulgaria and Serbia to kill their relatives. This guy is acting like the Ottoman invaders from the 16th century. This is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. It's flat out wrong. You know, you criticize the separation by Trump of children of immigrants at the border. How about flat out kidnapping thousands of them and taking them to Russia away from their parents? And Tucker Carlson is supporting Putin. And you can say he's a First Amendment right to. Yeah, he does, but not during wartime. And so the question is this wartime? And that's what we were talking about. And when it, you know, in the past, and by the way, this business of the Hunter Biden administration, nobody calls Trump's administration the Jared Kushner administration because he got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians, you know, or the Ivanka Trump because she got trademarks from China because she's the president's daughter. The truth of the matter is that every president that I can think of in history had a relative who was unsavory in some respect. So Hunter Biden should be investigated, no question. But it doesn't stick to Trump, I mean, to Biden. And, you know, I think we can dispense with the Hunter Biden administration. He had nothing to do with it. Ron Johnson, a lot of folks out there go, oh, Ron Johnson. Oh, really, Ron Johnson. Well, he appeared at a meeting of hardcore anti-vaxxers with a guy named Todd Kallender, C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R, who's an anti-vax commentator, involved in a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for vaccine soldiers. And he said at this in Johnson's presence that vaccines are conduits for the U.S. government to give people AIDS. All right, that's what he said. It's false. And that there should be criminal prosecution of doctors pushing vaccines. In other words, not just Anthony Fauci, but my doctor, everybody's doctor, says you should get vaccinated. How did Johnson respond? Well, first of all, why is he there with a guy like this? Why is he giving legitimacy to a guy like this, saying stuff like that? But no, here's what Johnson said. Quote, you've got to do it one step at a time. Everything you say may be true. But right now, the public thinks that they're safe. So until we get a larger percentage of people who believe what you say, you've got to go slowly. You've got to go step by step. So he said, everything you say may be true. What? That the government is injecting people with vaccines to give them AIDS? Are you kidding me? But because the public thinks they're safe, which they are, I just got my second booster yesterday. I'm glad I did. Until you get a larger percentage of the people who agree with you, you've got to go step by step. So don't go trying to arrest doctors until people start to doubt because of stuff you're saying and because of my prestige as a U.S. senator. I'm at this meeting with you, and then we can grab the doctors. Now, look, this is the U.S. Senate, okay? This is Wisconsin. Fighting Bob La Follette was a U.S. senator from Wisconsin. So was Bill Proxmire. So was Gaylord Nelson. So was Herb Kohl. So were some giants of the Senate. And you have a guy saying this, saying everything you say may be true when the guy's going, this is AIDS. And this is flat out wrong. This is flat out disgusting. And it should be put a stop to. And that means Democrats winning the election in November. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Really with this Supreme Court, you know, the leaking and everything, you know, they're so focused on the leak rather than the policy. I guess I'm just tired of the Democratic Party being, you know, a day late and a dollar short. You know, they knew this was coming for a while. And, you know, they talked about, you know, having rotating limits or expanding the court or making changes to it in some manner. But they always seem to get caught flat-footed. You know, they're so focused on, you know, attacking their progressive wing where the energy is. You know, we just saw it again in Ohio 11 with Chantel Brown. You know, she joined the Progressive Caucus the day before Nina Turner decided to run. you know, and she's backed by fossil fuels, large farmer. Republicans backed her in the last election. Mark Meldman and the pro-Israel PAC, you know, basically put out, you know, straight lies about what her positions were on issues. And, you know, with redistricting, she lost again. It just seems like they're spending so much energy, you know, fighting the people that are on the left flank that they're not focused on the larger strategy and pushing the ball down the field. It seems like the Republicans or the conservatives
I've got to go to a break. I will respond to you after the break. Thank you for calling in. There are other people on the line. John and Madison, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll respond to Robert of West Allis after this next call. John of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I was just kind of listening to your responses to Gary from earlier in the show, and I'm happy to hear that you agreed that Hunter Biden should be investigated. I called a few days ago in disagreement with your claims that Trump was on the take, and I didn't have the information in front of me. But in Hunter Biden's laptop, there's reference to satisfying the big guy. Okay, do you recall who might be the big guy that needs to get a certain amount of incentive for every dollar that Hunter Biden might have been on the take? The big guy, right? And I just will end my call with the fact that just think about if Trump had been in the presidency, does anybody believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine, all right, versus Biden in office? Does anybody believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump had been in office? I'll just let you go there. Thank you.
Okay, there are two things you raised, John. And then I'll get back to Robert of West Allis. First of all, I believe that there should be a full investigation of anybody who's accused of impropriety if they're at a high level. I have no objection to investigating Hunter Biden because he is being investigated. But you have to remember something. Jared Kushner was given a top secret clearance by Trump after the NSA and the Defense Department, the State Department strongly advised against it. And he used it to fly to Saudi Arabia, and then he got $2 billion from the crown prince. And same with Ivanka Trump. She got top secret after the government, the defense, NSA, and Secretary of State said, no, don't do it. She goes to China and gets trademarks that are not available to Westerners. The big guy there was Trump. Now, other siblings and kids of presidents have played on the president's reputation. There was a guy named Billy Carter, who was the brother of Jimmy Carter, and he played on that, and he became the representative and got paid for it for Libya, of all people, at the time. There's a guy named Roger Clinton, who was accused of corrupt, shady dealings, and he was the half-brother of Bill Clinton, and he traded on that. And then George W. Bush had a brother named Neil who committed securities fraud. And he traded on his brother's reputation. This happens. It ain't great. It should be investigated. And if it turned out the president's involved in it, then it should be further action should be taken. In none of those cases did the president get a dime. In Joe Biden's case, he had nothing to do with any investment that Hunter Biden made. And if you have information to the contrary, there's a U.S. attorney. I'd love to hear from you. But there's a lot of misinformation going out in the internet about this. So that is the truth. And not only that, then there are accusations by others that there are people that met in the White House. There's a visitor log. You don't think the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal looked at those visitor logs? If there were all these visits, you would have read about it in the newspaper. There were not. Now, with regard to your other things, do I think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump were president? Not only is there no question about it, But Trump had promised to pull us out of NATO. He weakened NATO in the EU. He called Merkel of Germany and Theresa May, who was then the prime minister of Britain, and yelled at him, said, "You're weak, you're stupid." He used those words because, you know, he's the president of the United States. May got flustered. Merkel sort of listened to it. But Merkel doesn't have nuclear weapons, and we beat them in a war. What is she going to do? And Britain is a client state of ours, basically. Everybody expected, including Putin, that Trump would have pulled us out of NATO if he had gotten in. And then, if we're out of NATO, it's not just Ukraine he would have gone into. He would have gone into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. He would have treated Hungary the way he treats Belarus. He would have gone into Serbia, Bulgaria, all the countries they occupied before. He wants to restore the Soviet Empire. One of the things I don't understand, and, you know, John, I'm going to make an assumption that you're a Republican. I may be wrong, but it sounds like you may be. The Republican Party were stalwart patriots when I was involved in politics and growing up. We were resolutely anti-communist in both parties. Both Nixon, even though he committed criminal offenses, and JFK were strongly anti-communist. Dwight Eisenhower was strongly anti-communist. And by communism, you can read Russian mafia. They're indistinguishable. So was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was an officer on nuclear submarine in our Navy. Reagan was strongly anti-communist. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. The Republican Party has become pro-Russian mafia. They stick up for Putin. They like Putin. That is a desecration of your tradition. And for Robert of West Allis, when you're talking about the Ohio primary between Chantel Brown, not Sherrod Brown, he is the senator, Chantel Brown, member of Congress, running against Nina Turner. Nina Turner was campaigned against by James Clyburn. He's number three in the House from South Carolina. He's the guy that helped Joe Biden get elected, by the way. And Joe Biden endorsed Chantel Brown against Nina Turner. Why? It's not that anybody's picking on the extreme left of the party. I think the extreme left of the party is weakening the party. Some people don't agree, and that's their right. But Nina Turner would attack and insult the Democratic Party. She was asked if she would vote for Joe Biden, and she said, "Asking me to vote for Joe Biden is asking me to eat half of an S sandwich instead of the whole sandwich." You don't say that about the president. You don't say that about your party's nominee in 2020. The fact is that the extreme wing of the so-called progressive movement are not Democrats. They attack Democrats. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a little smoother. She doesn't use salty language the way Nina Turner does, but she advocates primaries against incumbent Democrats all the time. And what she says about Republicans is much weaker and much more predictable and much triter. It's just talking points. No political party should have another political party that's separate from it as part of its caucus. In Europe, they're separate. They should be here. The truth of the matter is, after the State of the Union, the Progressive Caucus has their own response. They had Rashida Tlaib do it last time. She's terrible. And they insult the Democratic Party, and yet we have them in the caucus. I think the time has come to say, look, you have different values. You're too far left. You are Working Families Party. Okay, that's fine. But you're not going to appear on the ballot as Democrats because you're not Democrats. You're Working Families. You should appear as the Working Families. And people would say, well, then that will kill the Democratic Party. No, I don't think it will at all. The Working Families and the Democratic Party will vote together on many things. They didn't on some. The Working Families Progressive Caucus wouldn't support even hard infrastructure to try to leverage soft infrastructure. And they did it right up until the time of the November elections. And as a result, we lost the governorship to a Republican in Virginia and almost lost it in New Jersey and lost a influential state senator in New Jersey. There has to be some party discipline. Those are my views. Look forward to discussing this in a future show. Coming to the end of the show, great themes, great discussions, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.